listening to Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. It can be a challenge for anyone dealing with family violence or substance abuse to access the resources they need. But imagine what it's like for new immigrants to the United States. Advocates in Kern County are working to address these issues by providing a new resource hotline in English and Punjabi for the Sikh community. FM 89's Kathleen Shock spoke with Raji Brar, co-founder of the Bakersfield Sikh Women's Association, Kern County Deputy District Attorney Andrea Kohler, and Lewis Gill from the Alliance Against Family Violence.
So, Raji, I'd like to start with you. I understand that the idea for this resource hotline was born out of some truly tragic events that occurred in the Bakersfield community this year. Give us a sense of the background of how this project came about.
Yes. Well, this year we had a couple of incidences that were just really unfortunate and tragic in our community. Earlier this year, we had a situation where a young woman was pregnant, unbeknownst to her family, and ended up delivering the baby at home, and her mother buried the baby in the backyard. She actually killed the baby. And she did so out of, she didn't want to be shamed by our community, by the Sikh community. So it was just a tragic incident. And then, a few months later, we had a daughter-in-law who was murdered by her father-in-law because she wanted to leave the family and was having an affair. And the father-in-law just, out of shame, again, didn't want to face the community and murdered her. So we had to just, the community was rocked. The Sikh community was just very rocked. And we had to really deal with some issues culturally that we kind of bury deep down and don't really talk about. And because of that, we had a few community meetings. And out of those meetings, we realized there was issues dealing with domestic violence, abuse, physical, sexual, emotional, a lot of drug abuse, you know, alcoholism, a lot of things that in our community we just don't talk about. And we had those conversations and we realized really quickly that we needed to have some sort of therapy, behavioral health, mental health services. And we realized that folks weren't going to come forward and they needed confidentiality. And so when this last incident occurred of the murder, we decided that we needed to get a resource line going. And I reached out to actually Cindy Lede, who works with Lewis Gill at the Alliance for Family Violence. And I asked her, what should I do? And how they got their line started. And she just gave me some advice and we got the line up. And then I got a call from our DA, Cynthia Zimmer, that day. And she was like, I want to help. And she told us about the Family Justice Center. And that's how I met Andrea, who's on the call with us, and went down there. And we have this line set up that's in bilingual, and it basically connects folks to resources that the county already has available to them. And so that's where we realized there was a need in our community. That people weren't talking about what was happening at home. Our culture does have an issue with sharing what's happening behind closed doors. They don't want to talk about things that affect their daughters or mothers. You know, in our culture, your daughter's virtue or your wife's virtue is held at such a high standard. And with it, there's some unfortunate ramifications that come with that.
Mm. WDA Kohler, tell us how you got involved with this. I mean, we heard a little bit about how you got involved with this project, but why did it appeal to you? What was going through your mind when you first heard about it?
Well, with our Family Justice Center, been up and running since January of 2018. And this year we, now that it's been running for a while, our focus has been largely on outreach to the communities. Domestic violence is not unique to a particular class of persons. It's kind of an equal opportunity crime. So we want to make sure that everyone in Kern County is aware that this is a resource that is available to them, irrespective of whether they speak English, whether they're here as immigrants, whether they are, whatever the situation is, we want to make sure that everyone is aware that the resource is available and that they feel comfortable using the resource. So much of our outreach is to outlying areas of Kern County, oftentimes to communities where English is not the primary language spoken. And we want to also assure those communities that you can come and report, you're in a safe confidential, caring environment if you're concerned, because some citizens are not wanting to report. They're concerned about deportation. Oftentimes, the offenders, the perpetrators, threaten, you know, you, if you report this, then you'll be deported, I'll report you. And we want to make sure that that threat is taken away, that people realize. And that's with all communities. So we want to make sure that all communities, all citizens, all individuals that live here know that this is a resource available to them. We want to help.
Absolutely. And certainly issues around abuse, substance abuse, violence, sexual assault impact all communities. Lewis Gill, I'd love to bring you into the conversation. Tell us a bit about the Alliance Against Family Violence and Sexual Assault. And then also maybe some of the challenges that you've experienced in providing outreach to the Sikh community.
Sure. So the Alliance Against Family Violence and Sexual Assault is a local domestic violence and rape crisis center for much of Kern County. And we are very excited about Raji and the Bakersfield Sikh Women's Association starting this emergency line. Much of our history in the movement for domestic violence all started with primarily women in each other's kitchens, taking phone calls from individuals so that they could get assistance. And so as that's grown, of course, facilities like ours have come to be, but there are still new individuals coming to our communities. And quite frankly, language barriers and also cultural competency is a real issue that can be a barrier for individuals. And we realize that as service providers, that we need to have folks answering the phone that can immediately relate with the individual and the experience that they're having. Because anybody that has lost their sense of safety or that feels fearful in their own homes because of intimate partner violence, we want to make sure there's the right person there to help them.
Raji, I understand that the hotline itself is staffed by women in the community who are bilingual, who speak both English and Punjabi. Can you speak to where are you finding these women, and what has the response been?
So for us, our nonprofit, the Bakersfield Sikh Women's Association, we're all volunteers. We're all working moms, and we all have, an 8-to-5, but we're a volunteer organization. And the way we've staffed this resource line, it's a voicemail answering system. So your call gets returned within the same day, if not within 24 hours. And it's ladies from our association. And believe it or not, we've had folks call in from all over saying, I want to help with the line. I want to help. And then we put them on a list and the calls go to the next person. It's a really amazing system we have set up. And I want to speak to what Andrea mentioned about immigration status. We're noticing that a lot of calls that we are getting are individuals, because in our culture, we arrange marriage is the norm. It's changing, but it's always been the norm. So we have a lot of gentlemen who go to India, get married, and it's an arranged marriage, and they come here, and the wives are green card holders. And there's a lot of abuse in some of these homes, and the women are really afraid to report because they're afraid they'll be sent back to India. So this is the common thing, that most of the calls we receive are around immigration and afraid to report because of that. So we're able to access the Family Justice Center and GBLA and get them advice about their immigration, and actually that they can report, and they actually get a special kind of visa, a U visa. We're learning a lot about this that protects them against their perpetrators. We get those phone calls, and then we also get, just like Lewis mentioned, culturally competent. Like when somebody calls, it's anonymous, and we call back and we communicate with them, they don't need to explain to me the situation and why it's different. I understand. I grew up in this culture. I get it. And the most amazing part is we've actually been able to help a few gentlemen who call the line, who are dealing with their wives wanting to leave them, and just being an ear for them so they can vent and let it out. Because in our culture, it's hard to go to another man to be like, this happened to me. There's so much pride and shame and ego involved. But yet on our line, you can open up and say what occurred, and we can say it's okay. And we can tell them, like, it's better to let her go and let her leave. And so I mean, there's just, it's been so just eye-opening to see the type of folks that are calling and the situations that are occurring. And it almost seems like they just needed someone to talk to.
That's extraordinary. It speaks to the power of connection and connectivity.
Yeah. Yeah, that you're not alone and there's nothing to be ashamed of. And some of us are able to share our journeys. You know, I'm from a divorced family. My parents got a divorce when I was 11, and it was like the biggest story to hit our community. I mean, nobody got a divorce in those days. And it's amazing to be able to share. He was worried about his children, and that's what he was. He's like, what's going to happen to my kids? And I don't want my kids to grow up with a stepfather, and my kids are going to be destroyed. And sometimes we're able to say, we grew up like that, we're fine. And just to hear that, to know that it's okay. And it's funny, he would call back, this one gentleman called back and said, well, she left today, but you know what? I feel better. He thought, I feel more comfortable in my own home now. So, I mean, when you hear that, you realize he just needed someone to talk to who understood and was from the community to be like, oh, this is fine. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's okay. It's your life. So I think that's what the neat part about this resource line is. Obviously, we aren't a crisis center. Like, we would tell them, call 911 if it was an extreme emergency of that nature to call the police. But what we're seeing more is family issues. It's adjusting to life in America versus culturally how it was back in India. And for us to say, it's okay, you can call the GBLA. And if you want a divorce, you don't have to wait till you're a citizen to get a divorce or, you know, continue to get beat. And sometimes it's just the fact of letting our community members know, the men and the women, because we put our information up at all the temples, that this does exist, because it's almost a deterrent to bullies to realize, oh, wow, my wife can call this number now that's in bilingual and she can reach out, because it's been quite the buzz in the community. So sometimes that's a deterrent to folks. They realize they no longer have absolute control, that their spouse or their loved one has resources. And that's what we're trying to do, is just make them understand, like, that Andrea and the Family Justice Center is there to serve them. And then there's services there, and Lewis and them are there to serve them, and there's places to go. And just because you might not speak the language doesn't mean that you don't have the right to access.
That's fascinating.
And, yeah.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Valley Edition. Today we're discussing a new hotline, resource hotline, for the Sikh and Punjabi speaking communities in Kern County. Deputy DA Kohler, I would love for you to talk about this initiative. It seems to me that it's a real model for partnership in a way that's taking a proactive approach to addressing issues of violence and substance abuse, as opposed to waiting until after a crime has already occurred. Can you speak to how innovative this approach is for your agency?
Yes, and we're so fortunate to have Raji. I mean, she, in this community, she really took the ball and ran with it. And we are actually seeing that it's being utilized. Like she said, it is being utilized. People are calling. And I think that oftentimes, if someone can talk it through with someone who understands what they're going through, then it can serve as very much a deterrent to people who are perpetrating the crimes. But it also, with that sense of community, with that sense of knowing that you're being supported, gives women and men the strength to go forward. And that's good for the whole community. You know, we don't want to just focus on prosecution, although as a prosecutor, obviously, we want to hold perpetrators responsible. But this whole approach is hopefully making a difference in the community, so that it's proactive instead of reactive. And we're just very fortunate that we have this resource available to us.
We just have a couple minutes left before we need to wrap up. Lewis, I'd love to give you the last word. Can you speak to the power of connection in regards to the work that you do? How big of an impact do you see a hotline like this having?
Violence can be very isolating. And when you're in a relationship where you're being harmed, the individual has typically done a really good job of isolating you from your support network, your family, your friends. And so having somewhere where you can call, talk to someone that understands the life that you've been through, can speak to you in your language, and understand when you talk about the cultural nuances that you're experiencing and those challenges, it can actually feel like there's someone out there for you and you're not alone. And there's a little bit of hope in that. And then we can get people to come in and access additional services so that they do not have to stay afraid, alone, and being harmed. Because everybody deserves to feel safe in their own home.
Well, I thank you all for being with us today and for this resource that you're providing to the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.